Hey everybody, good afternoon, good evening, or wherever you may be around the world. This is The Karma for everyone and for everybody around the world. My name is Alexander Reyes. How is everybody doing? I am back and returning after a long absence for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. It's been a long time since I've done anything in The Karma. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about my plans for the future, and we're going to be talking about many of the things that are going to be happening straight down the road, especially with my book, my long-delayed book, Help Needed. There's going to be some explanation why I've delayed the book for a couple of months and why I have pushed it back. And it all has to do with burnout, and that's what I'm going to talk about right now. But first, I want to talk about what's been going on with myself. I want to make sure that you know that I'm okay, that I'm doing well. Is that the last few months and the last few days has been a kind of a struggle because I've burned out quite recently. With when you're doing a podcast and then you're doing a book, and then I have my regular job, it tends to make you feel like you're burned out. But I took a month off from doing my work, from doing my writing, from doing everything that I wanted to do, because I just needed that time for myself. I just needed the time to say, pull back, take it step by step. And my friend told me, you had better do that, because if you burn out, you're not going to get anything done. Burnout is such a dangerous thing to have, and especially when you go through this, especially when you do all the things you're possible to do. It's like juggling a whole bunch of ideas that are in your head, and you feel like everything's all disappeared. Most people don't understand when you're burned out, you feel it. Even doctors tell you being burned out is not the way you want to go. You have a lot of stress in your mind, and you have a lot of tension in your soul, and a lot of things that can come upon it. And your creativity is not there. Your creativity is not there. Your energy is not there. Nothing is right. I've been looking at other ways of trying to figure out how to get this burnout out of my system. And I figured out, hey, you know what? I have to take care of myself. My health comes first before I do anything else. And that is important to me. And that's important for everybody to know that. It's important. And I mean everything that I can ever wanted. And everything that I can ever do. And I'm so happy that I feel like my mind is getting clearer. And I feel like slowly my creativity is coming back to normal. And that's all I ever wanted. For my creativity and my writer's block and my burnout to just go away. When I have so much that I want to give. And I do this to myself. It's stress. Basically stress. And I put pressure on to myself that I shouldn't do. And I lost the fun of it. I lost the fun of doing these podcasts. And I lost the fun of doing my book in the first place. When I should be completing a sequel of a book that I've never done another sequel before. Outside of my poetry books. But this is a true sequel to a novella that had been in my mind for many, many years. And I really want to make this Genie trilogy a success. And it's so important to me. And I know my friends are counting on me to do this. And it's so encouraging that people are saying, don't give up. Don't overdo it. Your health comes first. And I thank those people that are really helping me get this thing together. And that's what it is. It's all about energy. It's all about power. It's all about goodness, hopefulness, and all the other stuff too. But most importantly, your health comes first. And anybody who's listening to me, the sound of my voice, if you feel burned out, if you feel tired, if you feel exhausted, don't be. It's normal. It's normal to feel that way. It's normal to be totally exhausted. When you have so much in your mind, and when your creativity gets, not in the way, but it gets run out of energy, then you need that recharge. You need a little spark again. You need that, I don't know. It's hard to explain. If you have creative energy, then you would know. It's one of the good things about being or having the mind that you have. We human beings are remarkable creatures. Don't forget that. So my advice to you is, if you feel burned out, let me tell you something right now. If you feel burned out, don't. That's okay. You're gonna be all right. I'm gonna be all right. And we're gonna talk about the big changes that are coming up to the karma. Well, not big changes actually. I'm still gonna have some big announcements to do about my book. So, and I'm gonna find some other ideas also. So hang on tight. We're gonna be back in a moment. So get ready. This is the Karma with Alexander Reyes. Talk to you later. Give me a sec, and I'll give you a second, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to the Karma. My name is Alexander Reyes, and here are some of the things I am planning for the next half of this year. One of the most important things that I'm going to continue writing in the story called The Experiment. The Experiment is currently in going to be soon in Chapter 4. So Chapter 4 is going to be coming out very soon, around early June. So that's going to be a really important thing for me to have that story completed as soon as possible. 3 more chapters after that. So The Experiment is going to be really good. And you can find it at Kindlevella, which is a kind of an Amazon version of Wattpad, but it's on Amazon, so you can find it there. And unfortunately, you can only find Kindlevella in the US, which kind of sucks. I wish it would go to other countries. There, they can enjoy my work much more often. I wish Kindlevella would go spreading out to other parts of the world. Come on, Amazon, you can do it. Put Kindlevella in other parts of the world. The rest of the world wants to hear my story. Anyway, as for help needed, the big 500-pound gorilla in the room. Well, help needed is going to be released on July the 2nd. And why am I taking long? Because I told you before, and I said it again, help needed had to have a date. But also, I felt like I was being pressured to be quicker than I should. And that's what led to the burnout in the first place. So I am very certain that July the 2nd, Help Needed will come out. It's very important for me to have a nice little respite between now and the summer, and it's really important for me to do so. So I want Help Needed to come out as fast as I can possibly can, so we can make sure that everything is good and scheduled. As for the Karma itself, I'm going to produce more episodes slowly. I'm not going to go like in a every week episode, day by day, daily basis. The Karma is going to be coming out with more episodes. I will tell you more on Instagram and on my future endeavors. And I am going to try to launch a website with my name on it. We'll launch a website very soon. Hopefully everything will come out the way I want it to plan. There's a lot of things that I want to do down the road, and there's some other things that I want to, fingers crossed, get down the pipe, because I really want the rest of this year to be a good year, and I want good things to happen, and hopefully you're going to have good things this year to happen. Last but not least, there is a website called Smashwords.com, and I have some work that I have never posted outside of here. Maybe Smashwords is famous or unfamous, I don't know. But I have work from that from Smashwords.com. It's one of the original booksellers to the internet and all this great stuff. But in the meantime, I'm going to be telling you what I'm going to do in Smashwords.com. I have 2 stories out there, actually 4 books that I've released, Anthologies and Reflections, Anthologies and Infinity. And let me see. Well, the other ones I will remember, but I will tell you later on one of the other 2 stories in my next episode. But I did release a couple, and Anthologies and Reflections was one of them. Anthologies and Infinity is one of them. And a proto-genie story that I have called The Disappearance of Sandra Lawrence. Certain people didn't like the story, but the structure. They didn't find that the structure was really up and up. So that was my improvement for Help Wanted, and that's why I wanted to make Help Wanted a much better novel. But I'm hoping that as I produce this work down the pipe, you will get to see what I'm doing and get to see all the little things that are possible. It's going to be a piece-by-piece thing. I've learned something from this burnout. Don't let life burn you out. Take it step-by-step, step-by-step. And that's what I plan to do. I'll be back to wrap up today's episode of The Karma in just a moment. And welcome back to The Karma. My name is Alexander Reyes. I want to wrap up this episode of The Karma, as always, with some poetry. And this poem that I have here from my collection is called Morning Moonlight. And I hope you like it and I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. This is the poem called Morning Moonlight. I quietly read your letters and cards and I think about you. As I look at the night in my living room, passing the days, looking over my shoulder, as the night becomes a long trial for all the weeks that are yet to come, I cannot explain how I figure who I am, or what I am, or what I am, but I know I'll be waiting for you, and all that is when it matters, how deep the road is, but when I see you, I know that life is not hard, it's going to be all right. And that by itself makes everything come to passion and revelry. I point in my book that is a song to be sung and books yet to be written, with our names yet to be scribbled, and how our deep thoughts and love is truly free, and how we free ourselves for the very love that we have together. That was the first poem. And last but not least, I have another poem that I'm going to pass by to you. I'm looking through my collection as I read to you right here. I'm just trying to look for one that I can find right here. This is called Love by Alexander Reyes. Here we go. Love by me. My heart searches and seeks what fortunes may lay on these lonely steps of grass that turns into dust and settle into the seas so they can scatter into the wind. I won't let these seeds scatter like old cloths and burn or scold like fire, for love is too intense, too deep, and too provocative to be left alone. And those are the two poems that I'm reading you today. So, what have we learned today? What have we learned today, you and me? Burnout is not fun. And it's a you-know-what. So, guys, the most important thing is that learn from my lessons and take care of yourselves. I learned my lesson. Your health comes first. Your health comes first. That's the most important thing. And secondly, I'm ready to start my second phase of creativity. I'm ready to roll and I'm ready to go. And I'm very happy where it's going to be now. So hopefully now this is the beginning of future episodes of The Karma. And I hope you guys get to enjoy all my work, and I want to share it with you. My name is Alexander Reyes. As always, you can Twitter me. I mean, you can not Twitter anymore. I don't have Twitter anymore, but always Instagram me at CosmicKarma2013. I'm always there. You can answer me right there. I'm also on Threads as well, and you can go through there. And then I'm going to give you my Amazon author page. You can go on Amazon. You can go through me, Alexander Reyes. I'm on my Amazon author page. And always remember, the karma's with you. My name is Alexander Reyes. Have a great day.